The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 36, Jesus Teaches in the Temple. As the festival of the Passover approached, Jesus went daily to the temple and taught believers, the sceptical, and the hostile. One day he told a parable about a man who planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants. When he sent servants to collect his share of the harvest, the tenants ill-treated them, beating some and killing others. Finally, the owner sent his son in the hope that he, at least, would be treated with respect. The tenants, recognizing him as the heir and wishing to take the vineyard for themselves, killed him too. How would the owner react? Jesus asked his hearers. By killing the tenants and giving the vineyard to others. The Jewish leaders realized that this story was aimed at them. They were the tenants in the story. They would have liked to arrest Jesus, but they were frightened of the crowd's reaction. Instead, they sent questioners to trap him into indiscretion. He was asked whether it was right to pay taxes to the Roman emperor or not. Jesus asked to see a silver coin and inquired whose image was upon it. To the reply, the emperor's, he rejoined, "Give to the emperor what is the emperor's, and to God what is God's." A group of leading Jews, the Sadducees, did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. So some of them told Jesus a story about a woman who, in order to fulfill the requirements of the Jewish law, married seven brothers in succession, in the vain hope of producing an heir. "To which of them," they asked, "would she be married when the dead rise?" Jesus replied, "There is no marriage after the resurrection of the dead. But how can you deny that the dead will rise? The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is the God of the living, not of the dead." Asked what the foremost commandment was, Jesus replied that there were two greater than all the others. The first is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." The second is, "You must love your neighbour as yourself." This is taken from the Gospel of Mark.